Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. As President Trump remains under coronavirus quarantine at the White House, another senior aide has tested positive for the disease. Stephen Miller, a White House speechwriter and architect of Trump's immigration and America First policies, says he's self-isolating and working remotely. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, a growing list of people in the president's inner circle have the disease.
There are more reports in addition.
We know of at least 10 key Trump contacts who were involved in debate preparations and other things at the White House who have tested positive. There's almost no one there now, and those who are there are wearing masks.
NPR's Tamara Keith reporting. President Trump says he's halting coronavirus relief talks with Democrats until after the election, saying House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not negotiating in good faith. Trump has also tweeted that he wants Congress to immediately approve billions of dollars in aid to protect jobs in the airline industry. Two carriers have already cut 32,000 jobs pending federal relief, and a third is preparing for pay cuts and furloughs next year. Joe Biden is presenting a unifying message to voters in the final month of the presidential campaign. As NPR's Barbara Sprunt reports, the Democratic presidential nominee delivered his address in a symbolic location.
Biden said there wasn't a more fitting place to talk about the cost of division than Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. He urged people to put aside partisan differences and to unite against hate and extremism.
We can disagree about how we move forward. We must take the first steps. And it starts with how we treat one another, how we talk to one another, how we respect one another.
Biden said he's running as a, quote, proud Democrat, but would govern as an American president for all. Trump's polling numbers have dipped in the wake of his heavily criticized debate performance and his decision to continue minimizing the threat of the coronavirus, despite having been hospitalized himself with COVID-19. Barbara Sprunt, NPR News.
The 67,000-acre glass fire in Northern California is now 54% contained. As KQED's Aditi Bandlamudi reports, crews are reaching their limits.
More than 16,000 firefighters are working to contain 23 major wildfires still burning across the state. Division Chief Jason Martin with CAL FIRE says fire crews have been toiling tirelessly since mid-August when fire season started.
They may have gotten a day, maybe 2 days, and then they're back at it for an extended period of time. So fatigue is really starting to show.
Martin adds the warm weather in the Bay Area this week isn't helping with fatigue. This year's wildfires have killed 31 people and destroyed more than 8,000 structures. For NPR News, I'm Aditi Bandlamudi.
This is NPR News. The Trump administration is preparing new limits on work permits for skilled professionals from overseas. The new rules include additional oversight, mandatory higher wages, and limits on the number of H-1B visa holders working in U.S. tech, healthcare, and other specialized industries. Acting Deputy Homeland Security Secretary Ken Cuccinelli says about a third of applications for H-1B visas would be rejected under the proposed changes. President Trump issued an order in June that temporarily suspends the program through the end of the year. The Seattle Storm have clinched their second championship in the last 3 years following a 92-59 victory over the Las Vegas Aces. Greg Eklund reports that the Storm swept the best of five series, 3-0.
It was also the Storm's fourth title overall, which ties them with the Houston Comets and Minnesota Lynx for the most in WNBA history. The series concluded in a Bradenton, Florida bubble, where the regular season was also played. Seattle and Las Vegas had identical regular season records, but the Aces held the number one seed because of two victories over the Storm in their regular season contests. In the title-clinching game, Brianna Stewart was the Storm's leading scorer with 26 points. It capped a triumphant return for Stewart after she missed the Storm's 2019 season with a ruptured Achilles tendon. For NPR News, I'm Greg Eklund.
In pre-market trading, U.S. futures are in positive territory following Tuesday's losses on Wall Street. On Asian stock market, shares are mixed, higher in Hong Kong. This is NPR News.